In the Gospel today, the Lord Jesus teaches us how to pray. How to pray effectively. How to pray so that God may hear our prayers. We have the Pharisee who was a good man, a religious man, in fact. But his prayers were not heard. When I hear about this Pharisee's praying and God not listening to his prayers, in fact, my image in my head is God covering his ears. And God goes, la, 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 la. I don't hear you. Why? Because the Pharisees were spending all the times in prayers talking about himself, how good he was. Whereas the tax collector was a sinner, a public sinner. We know that all tax collectors were greedy. You have to be greedy to be a tax collector. Dishonest, you have to be dishonest to be a tax collector. Adulteress, of course, because you were serving the Romans against your own people. The tax collector was a public sinner, and when he went to pray, he beat his breast and said to God, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And God listened to his prayer. And so the lesson is pretty straightforward. If we want God to hear our prayers, we've got to beat our breast and say to God, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. The problem with today's time is that many, many people, many Christians, believe that they are pretty good. At one time, I was talking about the sacrament of reconciliation and encouraging people to go to confession. And after Mass, there were actually a number of people who said to me, Father, I think I'm a pretty good person. I'm a pretty good person because I don't kill anyone. I haven't raped anyone. I haven't robbed a bank. I'm pretty good. And to that gentleman who said those things to me, I said to him, you just described to me Zina. Zina is my little dog. My dog never robbed a bank, never raped anyone, never killed anyone. So you say you are a good person, as good as my dog Zina. We are never as good as we think we are. I tell you, for those men who came to me and said, Father, I'm a pretty good person and I don't know what to confess when I go to confession, I said to the men, you know, go home and ask your wife. She will give you a long list. And for the women who come to me and say, Father, I'm a pretty good person. I don't know what to confess. I say, go talk to your mother-in-law. Ask her. You get a long list. You see, we think we're good, but we're not that good. And God sees through it all. So when we approach God thinking that I'm a good person, well, that works with other people, you see, because other people don't see your hearts. Other people don't see inside your soul. Other people see you as a pretty good person. I hope so. But when we come before God, God sees everything. And to someone who sees everything, every thought we ever had, every action we ever took, we're not that good. And so God prefers that when we come to God and pray, come to God real. Don't come to God with this facade that we have created for ourselves, necessarily so. But come to God naked, with all the good, the bad, and the ugly. Beat your breast and say, have mercy upon me, for I am a sinner. Then God will start listening to your prayers. I guess another way to look at this is that, you know, God sees us in a certain way. And how does God sees us, my brothers and sisters? God sees us as sinners in need of salvation. That's how God sees us. That's why he sends us his only son, Jesus, from heaven to earth to be our Savior. So insofar as God is concerned, we need saving. And God is saving us as he sent his son, Jesus, to suffer, die on the cross, and to rise from the dead so that he can save us sinners. So if we come before God with the facade of, you know, I'm a pretty good person, God, one, is not going to listen because it's not true. Two, because you're telling God you're a liar. You, God, claim that you send your son as my savior, but I'm already pretty good. I don't need saving. I'm doing all right. I'm a pretty good person. See, God doesn't want to hear that. God wants us to approach God real, with whom we are. And who we are, all of us, every single one of us, is a sinner in need of a Savior. And God is glad to save us. But none of this, I'm a pretty good person bit, when you come to pray before God. Another aspect about praying rightly, having to do with humility. We must humble ourselves before God when we pray. It is said that humility is not think less of yourself, but to think of yourself less. The Pharisee in the gospel today spent a lot of time thinking of himself. A lot of time. He spent so much time thinking of himself that he knew that he's better than everyone else. Everyone else is greedy, dishonest, adulterous. Whereas he fasts twice a week and pay tithe on everything. He spent so much time on himself that he knew that everyone else was not as good as he was. God don't want to hear that. When we come before God in prayers, if we want to be effective, we've got to spend the time on God. You see? Think about the way we pray. Think about the time we take to pray. What percentage of that time we pray that we made about us? And what percentage of that time that we pray that we made about God. I would venture to bet that most of us, when we pray, at least 80% of the time is on me. What I need, what I want. Whereas the Lord Jesus is teaching us, if you want to pray effectively, humble yourselves before me. Make it about me, your God. Then I'll listen to your prayers. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we come to worship our God this day, we are so blessed. We're so blessed that God teaches us how to approach him, how to talk to him, because he is beyond us. How do we know? How would we know if he doesn't show us? And he did through his Son, Jesus Christ. So let us pray together rightly today, starting today onward until the rest of our lives. Let us, and by the way, the church teaches us to do this, and the church forces us to do this every time we come to Mass, right? We did this right before the readings. The first thing we did together was to beat our breasts and say, it's my fault, my fault. And so let us start praying the way God prefers us to pray. When we approach God, tell him, God, I'm a great sinner. Even though, even when you think that you are a pretty good person, God knows better. When you approach God, say to God, God, I'm a pretty good person according to everyone. But I know before you, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. And God, I thank you for my Savior, Jesus Christ. And let me spend this time thinking about you, talking about you, before I dare to ask for something for me. Because, my brothers and sisters, this is when God listens to our prayers.